Hi, friends. Welcome to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with the people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful friendships. My name is Kaylee.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're going to go over a little bit of a recap just to remind you of kind of what we're doing, and then we'll launch into the rest of the podcast, which will be setting up and planning the details for our event.
Yes, we're so excited. So if you listened to last week's, or if you didn't, definitely go back and listen to our last episode. But we talked about the purpose for our party that's going to be in February. Sometime in February, it could be Valentine themed, it could not, but that's what we're planning for. You should have by now your purpose. You should have a guest list, at least a rough start of this guest list. And you should have a basic format of which activities you want to do during this party. And those can be super loose. It doesn't have to be specifics. We're going to talk more about those today. But you should have a little bit of that started so that you can send out a text or email or something and get some confirmations of who is actually available. And then we'll move on to actual invites later. So Kaylee, why don't you get us started with how we're setting up this party?
Yeah. So like Mom was saying, it's really helpful at this stage to have kind of an idea of what you want to be doing, like how you're going to spend your time when you're with these people. And so for me, I've kind of just laid out a list of, I'm going to have a playlist portion of it. We're going to have a cooking portion of it. We're going to have a craft and tasting portion of it. And then we're going to have a movie. And so I kind of know roughly like what's going to be happening. And then what I've done is I'm just consolidating where are these different, you know, portions of the night going to be spent. Am I going to be in the kitchen? Am I going to be in the living room? Am I going to be, if you have a dining room, mine, it's like kind of all one area, but we're going to segregate the areas as much as we can.
Well, and that's good too. You don't have to have a bunch of different rooms. You could have a studio apartment, wherever you want to do this. We're going to help you make this work. And just for clarification, Kaylee's planning a party with one person. So it's her husband. It could be one of your kids. It could be a coworker. It could be someone you're dating. So she's focusing on a smaller gathering with just her and one other person that she wants to deepen her relationship with, get to know better. And my party is going to be three other couples. So me and my husband, Jared, and then we're inviting three other couples to come with us. It's still an intimate gathering, but just a few more people, and Kaylee's will be focused on just one other person.
Yeah, that's a good clarification. So since mine is a little bit different, it's been really fun to kind of think through the details of how I make this more official and more like an actual event rather than just like falling into old habits. So one of the ways that I'm doing that is I'm going to have, I don't really want a super themed party. You totally can do that if you're going for like, you know, I want it to be Valentine's Day themed, or I want it to be snow themed or whatever. Go for it. I'm just going to have it be really simple. And I think as far as prepping the space and getting it looking inviting, I'm going to use candles. I'm going to have some blankets. I'm going to have stations of where different things are happening beforehand. And so I think that's going to help it feel like this is more of a, like if you're just doing this with your family, it's a little bit more elevated than just your normal hangout.
Yeah, they know when they walk in, they notice something different. It's not just,
Yeah,
same old.
Yeah. So I'll just kind of walk through my different stations and kind of what I'm planning for them, I guess.
Sounds good.
So we're going to have a playlist and a movie at some point where we create a playlist, and then at some point we're going to watch a movie. And I think both of those things are going to be done kind of in the living room area. I am not going to have phones in this interaction. And so we're going to leave our phones outside the room, like put them in our room or, you know, wherever you want to put them. And so I'm needing to plan, okay, in order to make a playlist, we're going to need a computer to have Spotify pulled up or, you know,
yeah,
something to make sure that I don't last second say, oh my gosh, I'm just going to pull out my phone for something really quick. So I'm using the computer. I'm going to have a movie like already picked out. Like Bryson and I are both going to decide on something beforehand, so we don't spend a lot of time looking for one and on our phones doing that.
And I think that's really important, because as much as you can do ahead of time, do it. Like, if you can save that time for actually connecting. One of the ideas that I was thinking about for my gathering was, I think I'm going to have people, once they've committed to attend, to actually add songs to my Spotify playlist ahead of time.
Oh, awesome.
So instead of having where that portion's going to be making the playlist, it's going to be kind of to get them excited. Like as the week before is, you know, as it's coming, people are going to be adding to the playlist, or they can send them to me and I'll add them if they don't have Spotify.
Yeah.
So that's a little twist on this. You'll be doing it together, whereas mine will be done ahead of time by everyone that's coming.
I think that's great, especially if you're having, you know, more than one person. That could be something that would be kind of tedious with, you know, and then you have to make sure everyone has Spotify, and you have to make sure, you know, so
yeah,
that's great. Okay. Another thing that I've been kind of keeping in mind is Bryson and I are co-planning this event. And so we've both divided up who's in charge of what portion of the event. And so he is taking on the meal and the cooking portion. And so he's going to be in charge of what to make for dinner, and he's going to be in charge of getting everything that we need for that, making sure that that area is set up. And this is, you know, kind of twofold. The first thing is, as we go throughout this year and are having events, we're both going to be planning the events that are happening. And so this is kind of like a test run of, like, you know, working together to create things and what our strengths are and weaknesses are. And the other aspect is, this is something I'm planning on putting on the little invite that I make of just like, hey, you know, here's what you're in charge of. Here's what I'm in charge of. And here's the day that we're going to go, you know, to the store and get stuff for the event together.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit more of kind of an involved thing, which I think is actually really fun.
Yeah. And that's so cute, because then you also kind of have this memento later that if you like to scrapbook, or you could take a picture of it and make it digital. But just having this, I don't know, I know that kids like to look at those things. So down the road, if you had kids or even friends or family looking through some kind of scrapbook and saying, oh yeah, remember when we did that thing, and you have that invitation with your responsibilities. That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think another thing, just kind of speaking of little keepsakes, with something that I love at really any event is like Polaroid cameras. I think they're so fun, you know, and I love it because you have pictures and you have memories documented without using really like your phone or technology, which I think is also a really fun aspect.
Which I was remembering that and thinking, oh yeah, I'll talk about it later in one of my activities, but I was thinking I'll pull out the Polaroid, and then I remembered, oh shoot, I gave that to Kaylee. my Polaroid.
So yes,
maybe look. So I will pull out. Make sure you have all the supplies before you.
Children haven't stolen it from you.
Yes. The other thing that I wanted to point out in this section was, this is a good time to practice patience, because I was doing the same thing where I wanted to involve Dad with the planning of it. I wanted to plan a lot of it, but I wanted him to be involved. So I said, I'll invite a couple, you invite a couple, and then we'll pick one more that kind of knows both of them. Because one of my main things with the guest list was, I don't want people that are all strangers and that I'm having to be the mediator between. I needed them to know each other, or at least know one person there somehow. So I chose someone that's just a friend that we kind of, our kids run in the same circles, but we have never gone on a date together, done anything together. And Dad chose a coworker and his wife that they just got back from a medical trip in Honduras. And so he wanted to actually have them over. So I don't know them. And they don't know my friends that I'm inviting, but then we invited a third couple that knows both of them.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And we know. So that way there's kind of like a connection. Mm-hmm. And that's where I have to step back and say, they might not choose or do things the way that I would do it. And I need to be okay with that. Like, if you're involving other people, you need to be okay with it not going exactly how, you know, your vision is.
Yeah.
If you want that, then you need to plan everything and not involve people. But if you're going to involve people, then you need to be okay with letting them take ownership of some part of this party.
And here's the thing about this specific event. Since we're doing such a small group to start out, you know, I think it is important to involve people in some way. Like, this is helping you get out of your comfort zone in a different way than just being in charge of everything, you know?
Yeah. And taking some off your plate. Like, if you're nervous about parties because it requires too much work, this is a way to involve other people so that you don't have to do as much work, you know? So helping with food or helping with an activity, those are great things to delegate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then moving on. So I've kind of covered the playlist, movie, you know, making sure technology isn't a huge factor. Another thing that I'm kind of looking at is I'm going to have a portion of the night where we do some sort of hands-on activity, like a craft or something, and then have like a tasting, you know, some kind of thing to taste. And so I'm thinking of doing some kind of cheese board, because I got a cheese board from a friend for Christmas and a book that goes along with it. And so I've been really wanting to use that and kind of hone in that skill of hosting. And so, and Bryson is like a huge fan of trying different cheeses and different, you know, spices and olives and stuff like that. So that's something that we're both going to pick out together, like kind of the ingredients for that, which will be really fun.
Well, and that kind of goes outside of the party with just the planning also can be a way to connect. You don't have to only connect at the party, because if you're shopping together, that's one way to connect. And, oh, should we get this cheese or should we get that olive or you know, whatever you're going to do. And so the connection doesn't have to wait until the party. You can be doing this from the moment they've agreed to come.
Yeah. And you know what I think this does, at least for my brain, is it pushes my like preset idea of what an like event is supposed to be, where it's like the wind up and I have to make sure everything's in control, and then the execution where everything like goes according to plan. And so this is kind of helping me, instead of be like, I'm in control completely over everything, and then the event happens and all of a sudden there's all of these added influences, and it's like, it could go great. It could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I start out including the people that are going to be adding to this connection from the beginning, I think it just helps with that transition to be smooth, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. And you go back to your purpose. What is your purpose? And for us, it's to try to get to know some friends on a deeper level that maybe we don't know before. And with you and Bryson, it's just you being pulled so many different directions and trying to just refocus and really spend time getting to know each other.
So that's kind of the only other things that I'm focusing on for this event, and I have kind of planned out the fun details, is just I want to have, Bryce and I have both decided we want to have some kind of cute corner that we can like take some fun pictures, or like takes have way to take pictures of the kitchen or just things as we're doing them. And so just making sure that the lighting is good enough for a Polaroid camera. Especially because I live in a basement. And so that's something I'm kind of also aware of and working on. So yeah, just I think that's kind of a good overview of my detail planning so far.
Yeah, and mine is a little bit the same. Like I said, we're going to do a playlist, but it'll happen before so that when we get there, it can be playing as people arrive. We are going to cook. We have a pizza oven. And so I think we're going to make homemade pizzas, and I'm going to have everybody bring their favorite topping. I'll have some generic different sauces and cheese and then have them help with the toppings. And then I found the cutest little like mini trifle glasses at Hobby Lobby that were, I think they were like 60% off. So I got those and that'll be dessert and I'll have the same thing. Like there'll be different toppings. Everyone can make their own instead of having me make it ahead of time and giving it to them. It'll be kind of like fun just talking about what people chose and having different options. And so as far as the area for that, my kitchen is kind of small and it's a U shape. So it has kind of a traffic jam where it's hard to get in and out. It has a really good counter space area, but it's just a little tricky coming and going. So I'm thinking about maybe moving it to my dining room and having all of the toppings and everything. I have a really long dining table, so I have everything set up there. So it's easier to kind of move around it.
Yeah.
Easier instead of the kitchen. And I think that's important. You don't have to do things where they seem like they should be done. You can change rooms around, you know, and then we'll move the pizza oven right outside on my deck. And so we just walk out real quick, cook it, and come back in. So that'll be my one area. And then I was thinking it would be really fun. I, like you were saying last time, I'm not a huge crafting type person. I used to be, but I just don't enjoy it as much anymore. So I was thinking it might be fun if we had a photo booth, but everyone brought their dating pictures or wedding pictures and we reenacted them.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny.
I know. So I thought, you know, they don't have to wear anything specific, but it might be fun to just like have some kind of props. Like if you happen to have a fake tree in your house that you could move if it was an outdoor picture, or, you know, just kind of have fun setting up some random things to reenact that. And if you were going to do this with someone that wasn't someone you're dating or a spouse, let's say it's a kid, it would be so funny to reenact one of their baby pictures, like you holding them, or
like
you
bring a childhood photo that's funny and then reenact it.
Yeah, so fun. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think making the pizzas and stuff will take some time and people will be talking during that time and we'll have the playlist going. And I also anticipate talking about who chose what song. Okay, who submitted this song or who do we think it is? And not just your favorite romantic playlist, but also maybe something that's not romantic at all, but it was the first song playing when you met, or, you know, things like that might be kind of funny. Because my goal is, even though it's connection, I kind of wanted it to be more lighthearted, maybe even a lot of laughter, because I feel like a lot of my friends, there's just a lot of deep stuff going on right now. And I just feel like we need some more laughter. So I'm kind of hoping that mine, it'll still be couples, but be a little more lighthearted.
Yes. I love that.
You know, with the photo booth. So I'm anticipating doing that photo booth area probably in my front room. And so I'll need to have props and I'll need to just look around my house and see if there's things I could bring in. Maybe I bring in an extra chair from a different room, or like I said, you know, some plants or fake trees or something, and things that people could actually move around to set up their backdrop. And then having, I don't have my Polaroid. And so, but Cole, my son, he has a nice camera. So maybe having a tripod already set up, or, you know, just kind of thinking through that process, what would they need? And just kind of spending some time, you know, I know one of the couples I'm inviting, they met in a band, like an actual brass band at a historical site. That's how they met. So it might be fun. If I know that, then maybe mention in their invite, if you want to bring any of your own props or instruments, or, you know. Bring that. So just kind of thinking through those things ahead of time would be helpful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I love how all the details that you're thinking of are moving your event more towards your actual purpose, which is a lighthearted connection, you know.
And we're gonna learn so much about each other. Some of them I don't know how they met, so there'll be a lot of conversation and hopefully laughter going on, just trying to get to know each other and maybe be in awkward moments with this photo.
Yes, you know. Yes. Well, and I think it also is cool to just make sure, like, you're tuning into, like, what season of life are the people I'm inviting in right now? And, like, for you, you've got mostly the people you're inviting have, you know, been married or been together or whatever for a decent amount of time. You know, they have a lot of history there. So there's, like, a lot to pull from as far as, like, getting to know them. You know, if you were maybe, I don't know, a teenager, or if you were somebody that was trying to just have some friends over that you wanted to get to know, then there's going to be other things about, like, their childhood or, you know, their college career or their high school career that you can kind of pull from and get to know more. So,
yeah, I mean, if you wanted to do a different take on this, if you had teenagers throwing this kind of party, I mean, it could be like, bring one of your parents' old high school photos and we're going to try to reenact this, or find the funniest high school yearbook photo online you can find and we're going to try to, you know, reenact those photos or something like that. So it doesn't have to be people you know. There's a lot of different ways you could change it up and make it work.
Right.
But any way you do it, it's going to probably be awkward and funny. So,
yeah. Yes. Okay. And then I am thinking the food is probably one of the biggest, I don't know, overwhelming aspects of getting together with people, unless you're just buying a bunch of snack food, you know, like if you're actually making a meal. So I've been thinking through this week, like, one of the things, you know, that's helping me overcome that is just delegating it to somebody else. Or like having somebody help. And so I think definitely once you get to this point in your planning, make sure you're aware of, like, what things you're anxious about, and then have a way to, like, delegate that or get someone to help you, you know, work it out or do something. Because I think that'll help.
Yeah. And this party isn't the one where you take on this big task that you've never done before. That's going to come. This is just the experience of planning a gathering. So if you have never cooked, this might not be the time that you plan a big meal for people, but it could be the time that you choose one appetizer and you all make it together or something like that, you know?
Yeah. For some people, it's super grueling to kind of figure out all these details. For me, it's really fun. But whatever way, you know, you feel, I think the biggest takeaway is you want to make sure that your decor is still tying back into your purpose and not taking away from it. Because it's very easy to kind of just get lost in all this. I could do this and then I could do that. And then I could have my tablecloth matching my forks, matching the stuff hanging from the ceiling, you know, like. So maybe,
and if that's your thing, I mean, if that's your thing, you totally could do that. Especially if you only are inviting one or two people, then you might have time for something like that. But it shouldn't be where you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
I think the last thing that I was thinking about was just how you're going to end your night. And if it is someone that will be leaving your home or your space, wherever you're doing it, you know, are you having something they're taking home with them? Just what is that going to look like? And one of the things I was thinking, since I do have guests that'll be leaving my home at the end of the night, was I thought that maybe me and Dad, the week ahead of time, one of our date nights would be to make some fancy truffles, like little chocolates. Oh, it'd be so fun to make these chocolates that weren't just normal gourmet. And I think I mentioned it last week, where one of them would have dried edible flowers and one would have maybe chili peppers, or, you know, just something kind of fun. So they would have, like, this little box of chocolates that they take home with them and continue the fun. You know what I mean? Like, okay, are you going to try that one? I don't want to try that one. You try that. You know what I mean? Just something that they remember, like, oh, that was a fun evening, and we're still continuing this on as we go home. And so I think I'll do, you know, a date night or even a day, a Saturday or something before, when Dad and I can do this together and make these chocolates or whatever it is that we decide to do. And then they can take those home. We'll share the playlist with them. And then if there was leftovers from pizza or dinner or something, that is one thing I do want to have some cute to-go boxes or something. So if there is leftovers, they can take theirs home. So I'm not going to be left with all these extra pizzas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but they'll be able to take them home.
There's so many different like little things that I'm seeing that I kind of want to add in, but we'll definitely put at least the stuff that we have now. Like I've got a really cute invitation I'm excited about, or like your, you know, truffle bowls that you're like kind of excited about. We can kind of get those things together and just either post them on Instagram or something. Cause I know that when you're listening to a podcast, sometimes there's things that you're like, I want to see this. Like I want to have, you know, visual on what this is looking like. So we can
like Kaylee mentioning that she's saying, because Kaylee got off Instagram this week. So what she's saying is, hey, Mom, you should probably do that.
I can put it. I can put the post together. You'll just have to post it. There you go.
That's how it works with a mother-daughter duo.
Delegate things, guys. If it overwhelms you.
Delegate your Instagram posts. But yeah, we'll put up some of the pictures of things we have. I've also been working on some planning sheets that if I get those done by this party, I'll put those out that you can maybe have them emailed to you or something if you want a planning sheet to plan and keep track of some of this.
Yeah. And then just, I mean, I think, you know, if you have any questions or if you have any like fun ideas, definitely share them and we can try to have more communication back and forth and kind of see what you guys are doing with the fun ideas. So
yeah, I think it would be fun as we get closer to Valentine's to have a post how you met picture or wedding or
date
or something. That'd be fun to post old pictures. But so we're excited. Next week, well, it will be in 2 weeks. So this week coming up is our work week, remember. So this is when you're going to be planning all those details, gathering items, making your shopping list, those kind of things. Make sure that you get your invitation sent out so people can put it on the calendar. And then in 2 weeks, we will be discussing the people coming and actual connection and maybe some conversation starters, maybe how to work through those awkward moments when people first arrive, or maybe like with Kaylee and Bryson, those moments when it just gets casual and you're kind of thinking, okay, now what? So we're going to focus on the actual people on the next podcast. And hopefully by then everything else will be planned and you'll be ready to carry it out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Good luck.
Good luck. See you next time.